Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I am so proud of my team, what we have done in the past couple of weeks. I got to tell you, it's been on me, I will tell you, because when we were putting together the Backstage Club and the Warriors and all this other stuff, my mind is so cluttered because I've got to do my radio show. I'm a guest on other radio shows. We have the film production, which is I'm going to talk about that in a second. We've got our nonprofit. Lots of stuff going on family-wise that, you know, is not bad necessarily, but it takes time. Some of it isn't very good either. You know, there's, you know, sickness and all kinds of stuff. Life goes on. And I keep most of it away from my audience because I don't want you to feel like, you know, oh, woe is Kevin. You know, we all have our problems. Anyway, you are listening to Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And when I say that, here's what I'm going to tell you. I don't know what you're going through, but here's what I will tell you. You will get through it. It's been done before. You've probably done it before. And in some cases, it isn't going to work out the way you want, but that's okay because there's going to be a lesson in it for you or those around you. Just embrace it, endure it, understand it. Look at what we've had to embrace for the last 4 years with Captain Demento at the helm. Look at what we went through for 8 years with Baby Black Jesus. We can endure. And I'm going to tell you something. Life is going to continue to throw wrenches at you. Dodge, dip, dip, dodge, and dodge. You know, it's going to do it. And you just have to keep dodging. You got to keep, you know, juking. And you got to keep saying, I'm pushing forward no matter what. I know this isn't meant to be a Tony Robbins, but I'm going to motivate you because I know that there's bigger and better in you. And you know it, too. Anyway, I believe that the Backstage Club will be ready by next Monday. I will make a formal announcement then, and then those of you who have donated, etc., you're going to get a message from us that says you're part of it. Same with the Warriors. You're going to automatically be in both, and we will get you your free gift at the store, your discount code for merchandise purchases, and then we're going to announce the first meeting that I'm going to have with the people who've joined up, and we're going to do it at least once a month. Where we just rap. We sit down like we're in my living room. And we may very well be. I may just set the camera up in my living room and we'll just talk and talk about issues, things that we're working on, whatever. Those of you, the other thing that's happening, I mentioned that I'm taking the Flick Fest public. You'll be able to invest in that. It's a minimum of $100. And you'll get your stock certificate and the whole deal. And we are going to blow this thing out. This is going to be something so different than Hollywood. We're building a new studio, and we're partnered with some studios. We've got a partner in London and Italy for film acquisition, etc. We've got a slate of films and TV shows we're going to be bringing to you. We've got a lot of partners we're working with, films that we will be showing on Spreely as well as on my channel. So I'm just telling you, we got so much going on. But what's funny is as we get to this point where, you know, literally I've been, you know, wondering, you know, where my next paycheck's going to come from, so to speak. And you get to this point and you think back on all the things that happened. So I'll give you an example. I had a partner in the Flick Fest originally, 20% owner. Life hit him in the face. His mother got dementia, had to put her in a home, and his best friend passed away. And he had a bit of a drinking problem anyway, but we're good friends, and he needed his money back. And I paid him back, and he made, you know, with interest. He was like, you know, I made money, yeah. Paid him back with interest. And it ended up being a good thing because he shouldn't have had 20% ownership for the money that he spent. So that happened. And we had another guy, big money guy. I flew to Naples to meet with him. He said he was going to invest a substantial amount in the Flick Fest. I then met him at his home, and we, you know, went out to dinner with him and his fiance, etc. And we had a handshake deal, was a done deal. We started moving forward, He hit financial issues, lost a major deal with a major Fortune 50 company and a Fortune 100 company, and he backed out of the deal. And then, get this, I happen to be good friends with the CEO of the company that he lost this major deal with. He calls me up and says, hey, can you make a phone call for me to help me revive this deal? It's just funny how things work out. But he wanted 15% of the company for a fairly substantial amount of money. I was willing to do it because we wanted that expertise. Also, he was going to get the former member of Netflix, a conservative guy who was one of the founders of Netflix, to be on my board. So who couldn't ask for that? And that deal fell through. So, and by the way, this was a deal, when we shook hands, I thought, we're done. Didn't happen. And I could go down the list of things where people said, I'm going to do this, didn't happen. I'm going to do this, didn't happen. But let me tell you what the consistency was. I did my part. Every single time, I did my part. And Melissa's going, what do we have to do here? You know, we're talking to God going, what do we have to do? We follow up. We do it. We deliver. We underpromise and overdeliver. And you know what happens? These people that are out there, I'm not going to say I don't know the issues. If that guy was under financial issues, fine. But what was funny, he had just bought $1 million. He bought a second house, actually a fourth house, but the second of one he was going to buy. He was going to buy one in Naples. He ended up buying two. The second house was a $10.1 million fixer-upper. He had $1 million boat coming later that day, asked me to stay over to sail with him the next day. I said, I can't. I had to go home. And then when I flew to meet him in his house, he was going to buy a $350,000 boat that did one thing. It created a 4-foot wave behind you so you could surf. But he pulled out of my deal. And I'm going, this is insanity. You know, but this is the type of thing you deal with. And let me tell you what, I get up every single morning, no matter what happens, and I say, it's okay. There's a loving, living God behind me, and there's a reason behind it. And let me tell you, I know the reason, because now we're taking it public, and having got my valuation, I'm going, huh, I'm sure glad I didn't do that. So anyway, the Flick Fest is coming along as well. And I would say within 30 days, we'll make a formal announcement on that. Obviously, I talked about the Backstage Club. Look, folks, I know the presidency isn't measured necessarily by the stock market or the price of gas, but it certainly can, those things can act as reminders of what we had. And what we're going to talk about today is what we had when we had Donald Trump. And we're going to talk about why this man is the right man for the right time and why he will get reelected in November of this year. We'll be back.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and 3 times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com. And use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn rewards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Become pretty clear to the left that they cannot beat Donald Trump. And I'm going to tell you, the signals are all around you, the signs are all around you. You can listen to them or you can be a worry wart. Oh, Kevin. And I know you're out there, Kevin, even if we do good, they're going to cheat us. I know they're going to cheat. We know all about them. We got their playbook. They can't cheat big enough. We have a thing in our a product in our store, too big to rig. You should go get that shirt, go get a hat, go get something, wear it around and let the left know it's too big to rig. And you know what you're going to get? You're going to get a lot of people giving you the thumbs up. Go get a Trump MAGA fist shirt and wear it and see what happens. By the way, you can get this stuff at shop.the, as in T-H-E, Tango Hotel Echo, shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. For those of you who are in the Backstage Club or one of my warriors, you're going to be able to get one of those items for free. We'll make that announcement shortly because, as I said, Monday I anticipate everything clicking over. This is what my team is telling me. Yeah, finally got off my butt. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. Look, I've been watching the stock market my entire adult life. I watch it daily, now because not because I got a lot of money in it. I used to. At one time I did, but I watch it for trends. And the word of the day with the stock market with Joe Biden is volatility. When you look at the stock market under Joe Biden, it can go up and you're thinking, oh, okay, it's finally going to rise. And then bam, it'll shoot back down. And I'm not talking about 50, 20, 40 points, whatever. It'll shoot down 200, 300, 400 points. Remember the time of Obama? The stock market went down so far at one point they cut it off. They stopped trading. That's how bad it was. And Barack Obama built the stock market by doubling the debt, and he built a fake stock market. And Donald Trump took it and said, you know what? I don't need fake money. I don't need quantitative easing. I will grow this stock market based on American ingenuity and productivity. And he did. And he rebuilt America into the largest GDP in the country. I want you to understand this. 330 million Americans and about 128 million of them working are more productive than 1.6 billion Chinese. I don't know how many of them are working, but let's say it's 600 million. 128 million are more productive than the working people of China. They outnumber us 8-1, and we still are more productive. That's what Donald Trump built. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, volatility, that's what Joe Biden brings. In a word, you want to know what Donald Trump brought? Certainty. One of my buddies, I told this story before, he's transitioning out of the military, special forces guy, and became a contractor, and he made a lot of money. And he says to me, Kevin, he goes, I got money, man, but I don't know what to do with it. It's not my thing. What do you do? I said, I'm going to tell you what you do. This is during the time of Trump. I said, you're going to put your money in QQQ. It just goes up steadily. I said, let it sit there. And then I'm going to feed you some stocks from time to time. Put your money in there. I've got a formula. Put it in there and watch what happens. The most we made on was Tesla. We made out like bandits. I took out my profits, thankfully, because I had to use it. But he left his in, and Tesla split, went up. And I don't know where he left off, but he made a lot of money. And he thanked me. And I said, now, let me tell you something. Depending on the election, which I thought Trump would win in 2020, I said, we'll rinse and repeat and we'll do this again. But if Joe Biden wins, take your money out of the market. And that's what he did, thankfully. I said, take it out of the market and put it into gold. And he was like, yeah. I said, but if Trump wins, leave it there because we're going to keep going. We'll still put a little in gold, but we'll leave it there. He thanks me to this day because we know what's going on. They can't beat Trump. They couldn't beat him economically, and I talked about this the other day. Donald Trump, they made sure his last year was a year of destruction. They do this every year with Republicans. Republicans should see it coming. The public should be able to see it coming. They do it every year. They crowbar the economy for a Republican president so that when the Democrat comes in, it looks like he's done a stellar job. Look at Joe Biden taking credit for jobs pre-COVID. You know, when COVID, people got laid off. I built 7 million, 8 million jobs. And he knows the bulk of those jobs came because of people going back to the very same jobs they had before he ever did anything. But he spikes the football like he literally went out and created these jobs. By the way, the new jobs that he's created, what do you think they are, public or private sector? Government jobs. He's growing government as if we need a fatter government. Anyway, the rise in the stock market under Trump was as sure as there were going to be four seasons in the Midwest or the sun rising in the east and setting in the west. And if you don't even have to put a gun to the head of the average American to ask them, who did you do better under? Did you do better under Donald Trump or did you do better under Joe Biden? What did you feel under Donald Trump? Did you feel that certainty? Did you feel good that you weren't going to get into a war, that he was going to put the money back to work in the American economy, that he was going to bring jobs back, manufacturing jobs that Barack Obama said, what's he going to do? Wave a magic wand? Did you feel some level of certainty that you were going to afford your gas prices, your home prices, et cetera. We'll talk about the volatility of Joe Biden and this economy because it ain't getting any better. You know what the number one rate mortgage that's being considered today? The rise? Adjustable rate mortgages, ARMs. That's what they call them. We'll get to that in just a bit. America would admit they felt better under Trump. And that's why you're seeing the poll numbers flip. To Trump, when he left, was 44% approval. Now he's 55. People going, oh, you know what? Now that you mention it, Kevin, I did do better under Trump. Yeah, I know. And for the other percentage that acts like they don't know, we know you know. We know you know you did better under Trump. You can play this game. You can play the, well, I can't admit it because I'm stupid and I'd never be letting everybody else know how stupid I is. Yeah, I know. We know you're stupid. Who in their right mind? Think about this. A minority of the country, 20-30% of the country, does not want Americans to feel certainty. They don't want you to have that comfort that comes from knowing you can pay your bills, you can gas up your car, you can take vacation, you can send your kids to camp, you can go out to eat. Speaking of which, wait till you get the report on fast food. See, McDonald's CEO, who said, you know what? They're starting to eat into my business because people can't even afford McDonald's. My son and I, Melissa was gone for a few days, and we went to, what did we get? I can't remember the burger, but it was a burger company. And it's, I think it's Smash Burger. So we get two hamburgers. I'm not lying. Two hamburgers and one order of fries. $40. We didn't even get two orders of fries. No kidding. We'll be back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Pro-Palestine protesters continue to cause disruptions on college campuses. One recent example with campers who set up inside a building on the campus of New York City's Fordham University, where two arrests were reported. Students and even some faculty were spotted locked arm-in-arm Wednesday, trying to keep police from forcing people out. At Columbia University in Manhattan Tuesday night, police removed protesters from a residence hall after they took control of the building the day before. Tensions remain high after the Los Angeles Police Department issued a citywide tactical alert to the pro-Palestinian encampment at UCLA. The national average for a gallon of regular gas has slightly increased, standing closer to $3.66 a gallon, according to AAA. That's on average. This price remains the same as a week ago. It's 13 cents higher than a month ago. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
He was gonna get his laptop fixed, but Hunter got hot. He wasn't gonna show all the pics, but Hunter got hot. He should have let Hillary bleach his whole hard drive. Why, man? Yeah, hey, Hunter got hot. Hunter got hot. Hunter got hot. He wasn't gonna mess with the but Hunter got high. He was gonna take them all out on the boat, but Hunter got high. He's the smartest man Joe ever knew in his life. Yeah, head to Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Hunter got high. La da 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 da. He was gonna go visit his dad, but Hunter got high. He thought he had a secret stash, but Hunter got high. The White House got shut down. We all know why.
Come on, man.
Yeah, Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Hunter got high. He never could pay with the Hunter got high. Now he gets a half a million up.
Damn, that's high.
That's high to the bottom.
That's higher than me.
Biden never used to start with
BUI.
Yeah, head to Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Ukraine wasn't part of the plan till Hunter got high. China wasn't that big of a fan till Hunter got high. He wasn't gonna split it all with the old big guy.
Come on, man.
Yeah, head to Hunter got high.
So the group that did that song, Because I Got High, did the remake of the version that you just heard from about Hunter Biden, which I think is hysterical because they're doing it. And by the way, this is a good sign for us because this shows you that pop culture gets it. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So one of my producers is a guy named Troy. And we produced this similar thing back during the era of Obama, and it's Because You Vote High. So I just want to play it. It's a throwback piece. By the way, Troy got married, and he left us a few years ago, but Troy got married. We talk all the time, and we're going to do some more stuff together, but I'm going to wait until the backstage club is built and my Warriors are in place. Because it takes a lot of effort and money to make all this stuff happen. But I want to get back to doing some of the fun stuff that we used to do when I first started doing the show. And I think the show is entertaining enough with just what we impart knowledge-wise and some of the angles in which we come at the discussion about politics and pop culture. But it is a lot of fun to develop these different products, especially when you got the coin to do it. But here's Troy. He produced this. a few years back when we were making fun of Barack Obama.
Ba-boom. Ba-boom. Yeah. Ba-boom. 6 years, baby.
6 years.
Goes by real slow. Let me be clear. This is harsh.
Yeah, it is. La da da da. La da da. La da da da. La da da da. La da da da. I was gonna go to school until I got high. Learned the constitutional rules, but then I got high. Freedom of speech, assemble and preach. I don't know why.
Hey, hey,
because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna tell the truth, but then I got high.
What?
Say I left those guys on the roof, but then I got high.
Well, a smidgen.
Then the hard drives blowed up the proof, and I know why.
Why, man?
Because I got high.
Yeah.
Because I got high.
Yeah.
Because I got high.
Yeah.
La da da da. You were gonna vote with your brains, but then you got high.
I need a job, man.
But that bullshit. Hope and change because you were high.
No change either.
Now your premium's through the roof, and I know why.
We lost my doctor.
Because you're all high. Because you're all high. Because you're all high. La da 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 da. Stupid.
ABC News has learned that Hunter Biden is planning to sue Fox News. According to a letter from his lawyers, the lawsuit is imminent. NBC's Ryan Nobles joins me now. Ryan, what more can you tell us?
Yeah, that's right, Chris. This is a letter obtained by NBC's Sarah Fitzpatrick that comes from the new attorney that Hunter Biden has entered into a contract with, and that's famed entertainment lawyer Mark Garagos. And in this letter, he sends a warning to the Fox News Corporation and Fox News Digital that they are preparing to sue the company for what they describe as conspiracy and subsequent actions to defame Mr. Biden and paint him in a false light, as well as the unlicensed commercial exploitation of his image, name and likeness, and the unlawful publication of hacked intimate images of him. And this, of course, stems from the fact that, of course, Hunter Biden has been in the news quite a bit over the past couple of years because of his legal issues. And then, of course, the broad impeachment inquiry that's taking place by the House of Representatives. And essentially what Garagos is arguing in this letter, it's actually a member of his legal team is arguing in this letter, is that Fox is unfairly and libelously attacking Hunter Biden when there are no merits to many of the claims that they've been making about him. Now, this, of course, comes at the same time that Hunter Biden is facing legal issues of his own. He is on the verge of facing two different criminal trials, one in Delaware on a gun charge, another separate criminal trial in California that's related to tax issues. Both of those trials came as a result of a plea deal with the federal government that fell apart. So this is Hunter Biden going on the offensive. Of course, he is a favorite topic of Fox News, often brought up over and over again. And what is detailed in this letter is how they used many of the images that came from that so-called laptop that was discovered in the midst of the 2020 campaign that had a number of compromising and questionable and somewhat lewd images of Hunter Biden that have been used over and over again on Fox News. The argument here is that they were obtained illegally. They should not have been used in a forum such as this. And also, they're his property. And they're arguing that Fox News was using them inappropriately.
No merits to the claims that they're making about Hunter Biden. So Hunter's got enough money to go get a new famous lawyer, Mark Garagos. And he's essentially saying that there's a conspiracy here to defame Hunter. Like, Fox created the notebook, the laptop, the famous laptop from hell, right? Fox did that. It wasn't Hunter Biden. Fox put all that stuff on there. I mean, think about this. They wanted to, I love this part, portray him in a false light. Because we all know Hunter, solid citizen, the best guy Joe Biden knows Unbelievable. Wow. So I want you to understand the state of the world when a guy who without question has profited on the backs of the American taxpayers, who is a drug addict. I mean, do I need to go through Hunter's past with you with his brother's ex-wife and all the crap that this man has done? He's been on camera himself with prostitutes snorting cocaine, sniffing crack or whatever they do, shooting, whatever. All the things that drug addicts do. He's unquestionably tied to some shady deals with countries, not registering as a foreign agent. And he's involved all the family members, including his daddy. And he's got the nerve to say to a media outlet, only one, because others aired his stuff too, but only one. He says to that media outlet, you're defaming me. You're intentionally doing this stuff. Really? We live in a world where this case can be brought. And you hear Donald Trump, you think about his case and you say to yourself, what?
The whole thing is a hoax. All of them are hoaxes, including the civil cases. They're controlled by the White House. They're controlled by Democrat judges and prosecutors that were put there specifically. They hate Trump. And the people are getting it. That's why we just came out. A new Emerson poll just was released about 2 minutes ago. And I'm leading by a lot in every swing state. And leading in the general election, and you saw the CNN poll. I'm sure they aren't too happy with it, but the CNN poll was fantastic. So we're here. This is a hoax. This is a judge who's conflicted, badly, badly, badly conflicted. I've never seen a judge so conflicted, and giving us virtually no rulings, not even allowed to say advice of counsel. This is a new one to me, advice of counsel. When you have a lawyer, and the lawyer does something or advises you on something, you say advice of counsel. He said you're not allowed to say that. And so you'll all figure it out. But I think the public has figured it out because the poll numbers are the highest they've ever been.
It can't be Trump, but I'm going to tell you something. Hunter Biden thinks his strategy is going to work. He's dead wrong.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life.
When you volunteer with DLN's Donated Dental Services Program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission is suing Sheets for racially discriminatory hiring practices. According to the lawsuit, Sheets has maintained a longstanding practice of screening all job applicants for records of criminal conviction and then denying them employment based on those records. The EEOC says that Sheets' hiring practices disproportionately screened out Black, Native American, Alaska Native, and multiracial applicants, which violates provisions of Title VII.
In other words, white folks didn't want those jobs. So they got a bunch of minorities that applied for jobs that were criminals, and Sheets said, no, we don't hire criminals. Would you hire a criminal? I mean, look, I get it. Short answer is, not only would I hire a criminal, I have hired a criminal. I hired a guy who had kidnapped a guy. And beat him up. Handcuffed him to a tree, took him across state lines. He served 5 years in prison for it. I didn't know it at the time. It was inadvertent. He didn't put that in the resume, but I hired him. I was trying to get the guy, you know, and once I found out about it, I was like, okay, we're going to help you. And you know how I got repaid? He sued me at the Department of Labor saying I was making him work overtime and all this. It's an interesting story. I'll talk about it on the Backstage Club because it's one of those cautionary tales. And I'll even try to find my old employees that were part of the lawsuit with the DOL. But at the end of the day, here's what they said. They said, we don't even have a case that we can show that like this, where you take a guy, he lied to you. You not only brought him in when you found out he was a criminal, this guy had to serve a year in jail while he worked for me. And I kept him on the payroll. Not only that, his girlfriend was 9 months pregnant when I hired him. We got her sitter services. We let her use our nanny so she could actually get a job to make sure they could pay the bills while he was in jail. He gets out of jail. I give him his job back. A white collar job working for my channel. He was a channel manager for me. And I'll go into more detail on the Backstage Club. And this guy sues me. It was utterly ridiculous. My employees were like, Kevin, I've never seen anything like it. Existing employees and former employees. This was years ago, 2 decades ago, easily. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Yeah, so Joe Biden's DOJ is suing because a company dare say, we don't. It would be like an accounting firm saying, look, we don't want to hire embezzlers. Sorry. I get it. You want a job, but we don't hire embezzlers. We don't hire thieves. We don't hire people like that. And who? Look at the people that have been put in jail. I'm going to talk about this when we talk about marijuana, because I do want to talk about the drug deal and how the Fed suddenly flips on something. It's uncanny when you think about all the things going on in the world and you go, what would make, I mean, marijuana 3 decades ago, just possession of it would land you decades in jail. And now the Fed goes, whatever. They were restricting bank accounts. You couldn't get a bank account if you were in the cannabis business. Now the Fed's like, well, I mean, you know, a little money in it. What about the business of the feds being in the dope business? You wonder why there was the dope was prolific in America, and then you find out the CIA was allowing the cartels to run it. As I said, we got a lot to talk about on that. Right now we're talking about how the left can't beat Donald Trump, and they're lamenting. What is it going to take to beat this man? We got a guy who's a professional liar, Joe Biden. He's corrupt. He's inept. We have the trifecta of what we want in office. Why can't we beat this guy? We have a media that's complicit, a DOJ that works with him. We have foreign governments who have the goods on him. Why can't we defeat Donald Trump? What lengths these people are willing to go to get rid of Donald Trump? I played a clip in the previous segment of Donald Trump saying, look, you're on to him. The public is aware of what they're trying to do to Donald Trump. And he's like, look, that's why the polls. We'll just play the clip.
The whole thing is a hoax. All of them are hoaxes, including the civil cases. They're controlled by the White House. They're controlled by Democrat judges and prosecutors that were put there specifically. They hate Trump. And the people are getting it. That's why we just came out. A new Emerson poll just was released about 2 minutes ago. And I'm leading by a lot in every swing state. And leading in the general election, and you saw the CNN poll. I'm sure they aren't too happy with it, but the CNN poll was fantastic. So we're here. This is a hoax. This is a judge who's conflicted, badly, badly, badly conflicted. I've never seen a judge so conflicted, and giving us virtually no rulings, not even allowed to say advice of counsel. This is a new one to me, advice of counsel. When you have a lawyer, and the lawyer does something or advises you on something, you say advice of counsel. He said you're not allowed to say that. And so you'll all figure it out. But I think the public has figured it out because the poll numbers are the highest they've ever been.
As bad as it is, everything Trump is going through, I got to tell you, it's so good that we get to see it. You're seeing it in the light of day. You would never have seen this. We would have never known this. Think about I mean, as bad as it is, and I don't want anybody, this is the good thing about conservatism. I don't want anybody prosecuted or persecuted for nothing. If you got a legitimate beef against Donald Trump, I'm all prosecute. If you got a legitimate beef against Joe Biden, prosecute. Isn't that what we're saying? I'm not on a witch hunt for Joe and Hunter Biden by any means. But here's what I do want to know. I want to know that people we put into office are not selling this out. Don't you want to know that? Just recently, my son, you know, mom had been gone for a while. She had to go do some stuff at her father's estate, her property. Estate, it sounds like it's a big deal. It's not. Anyway, she comes back. I've trusted him. You know, he's been on restriction because he's doing stupid stuff. And I trusted him. And she gets home, and within 15 minutes, she's uncovered all the dirt that I've missed because I've trusted him. And I was taking him to school the other day, and I said, do you know how stupid it makes me look when I trust you and your mom comes home, and within 15 minutes, she can find the stupid things you've done? You know, hiding food in a drawer, you know, putting his clothes in, not folding his clothes, but putting them, tucking them behind something where you're not likely to look within a week. But eventually you're going to find them. Stupid stuff. You're going to get found out. And I go, but here's the thing that bugs me. It's on me. It's not on you. She's mad at me. I'm not supervising him properly, right? And I go, you make me look bad. I said, look, I'm a person that loves you. And I want to punch you in your mouth, but I'm not going to. But what do you think is going to happen in the real world when you make somebody look stupid? You make your boss look stupid. You make your significant other look stupid. You make your business partner look stupid. What do you think is going to happen? You can't continue that kind of behavior. Anyway, you don't know who makes us look stupid? Joe Biden, the Biden administration, the DOJ, all these people who are corrupt and complicit in attacking a man who had one goal, which is Donald Trump said, if I see that other leaders are not capable of doing what needs to be done, I will run for president. We all laughed at the time, thinking it was a publicity stunt. And you know what he did? He did it. And he won legitimately, and he performed. He did exactly what he was supposed to do. And you can say what you want. One of my good friends still says, oh, he's still a cad. You know, he still filed bankruptcy. He screwed all these people out of money or whatever. Yeah, you know what? A lot of people have screwed a lot of people out of money. I've been screwed out of money by some people, and I don't hold it too much in. I mean, I'm not happy about it, but I'm not, you know, it's not like I'm sitting around going, oh, man, Donald Trump got me. For the most part, the guy's done a pretty good job of giving people opportunities and jobs and being a creator in the world. We've all wronged somebody, you know, but I don't think they're harboring on it. They may not be happy about it, but, you know, it's okay. You get over it and you go on to do better things. And what did Trump do? He went on to do better things. All the people he's harmed, let me tell you, you want to look at the people that benefited from the Trump administration. You're hearing my voice. I know you're out there. We've all benefited. Those wrongs have been more than made right. There are people out there who want to get him at all costs. Trump wrote this. His judge has taken away my constitutional right to free speech. I'm the only presidential candidate in history to be gagged. This whole trial is rigged. By taking away my freedom of speech, this highly conflicted judge is rigging the presidential election of 2024. It's election interference. And he's right. It's exactly what this is. They are priding themselves on keeping him out of the mainstream and keeping him tied up in court and hopefully bankrupting him. And you know what? You're smart enough to catch on and say, we're not going to let it happen. It's not going to work. And they don't know what to do.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
9-1.